Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Warren County Supervisor Board Chair Crystal McIntyre about the budget for fiscal year 2020. Warren County Board of Supervisors passed their most recent budget at their most recent meeting earlier this week. Just kind of let the residents of Warren County know what's in the budget and what they should expect for the next year.
What we passed was a budget that focuses on public safety. Of course, we have our $2 million for 2020 budget that we will be issuing out as part of the courthouse and jail bond. Part of that is an additional 88 cents that is levied to everyone for paying for that bond. We have increased staff. We have a supervisor for 911 under the sheriff, 3 road crew for our secondary roads, and a part-time person in nutrition. Overall, our increase outside of the jail and the courthouse, we have increased taxes by 18 cents in the general supplemental levy, and that should generate about $400,000 for the county. And in our rural basic levy, we've actually decreased. It's 1.6. We are supposed to be getting about 1.6 in projected revenue from the sales tax increase, and it's actually decreasing that levy about 75 cents.
Well, I think on the minds of most people is roads and the Justice Center for this coming year. So just kind of give a breakdown on how the county wanted to prioritize two of the biggest things that are on people's minds.
Well, as far as the jailhouse and the courthouse, it's on track. Right now, they are finishing up design. Today, we actually have a meeting at 1 to go over the architectural and design as far as the timeline for the bids going out, and then the construction starting right after the demo. And the demo is set to be May 1st to the mid-July. So people will be aware of that going on during the summer activities. But I think one of the most telling for the county is going to be our secondary road shop. That is the only big ticket item we have that will have a savings for each of our taxpayers. So getting that shop is a priority of mine. I don't know if the other supervisor feel that way, but it has actually been shovel ready for 2 years. He has saved up $9 million out of his budget and previous engineers before him, and that we have invested $7 million in the property and in the roads leading up to that property. So we could actually see the board giving him another $2 million to finish that shop out. And you know, that's a priority that I have for the county as a whole. And increasing efficiency in his department, again, is going to free up money all over the county. So I think in his calculations, 1% efficiency is equal to $250,000 in savings.
And one of the other biggest things that I think is really on the minds of Warren County residents is what is going on with the current 911 system. It was going to be an issue. It is going to have to be replaced. And obviously the supervisors, it's not something that they take lightly.
No, we don't. It's a twofold issue. You're looking at the Emergency Management Commission. They have to reorganize the 911 into our tax levy is going to have to pay for the maintenance of the system. The Board of Supervisors actually purchases the system. But before we can purchase the system, all of the mayors in the Emergency Management Commission have to decide what that system is going to look like. So there's a lot of other steps other than just getting the money together to pay for the system. So that is an undertaking that the mayors, the sheriff, and myself really have to focus on this year, getting everyone together so that we can definitely take care of this problem for all of the citizens. It affects everyone.
With the passing of this budget, what is the message the supervisors want to send with this budget?
Well, the sheriff and the engineer are both of the ones really benefiting from this budget. The increase in their spending, people should see an increase of rock on the road by the 3 new road crew as well as 3 new belly dumps for the engineer. Having that upfront investment, yes, it hurts a little bit, but in the end, it's going to save us money in our rock budget, having to do it ourselves. And also the efficiency of getting it out on the roads is going to be a lot better having our own crew.
Thanks to Crystal McIntyre for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.